Now, how do we shape a more compassionate society where equality really matters and where everybody feels they belong? A new film clip produced by Social Futures, The Belonging Project, hopes to do just that by sharing the stories of families who have children with additional needs. And that clip is being shown at the Tweed Access and Inclusion Awards next Wednesday. And we'll be asking viewers to consider the bigger picture for a family supporting children with a disability. And one of the parents featured in the clip is Kelly Dick from Tweed Heads. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
There we go. Kelly, how did you come to be involved in this project?
I was attracted to the idea. It started with a mapping project where they work with the kids and the children have the opportunity to say places that they visit that are important to them. Mm-hmm. And I was really interested to see what my children would say. I wanted that insight into them.
What is your situation? You have a child with additional needs?
Yeah, I have several children who mm-hmm. are on the autism spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the video shows everyday ways people can help families with children who have additional needs. So can you tell us some of the ways?
The story that the video captured that was a glimpse into my life was about a visit to a grocery store, and I had several young children, and one of them started having a tantrum. Mm. And it looks a little bit different to a normal tantrum, and traditionally people would think that the children were just being naughty or something like that, and
yeah.
The shops often recommend that I give them a smack or something. Whereas actually it's a very complex neurological
yeah.
thing that's happening for the child. And it took me years of re-educating myself and upskilling to learn to interpret their behaviours, you know, because all behaviour is communication. And so normally I would try and grab my children and run and get out of the shop because of the just the reaction of people in society would make everything worse. Whereas
yeah.
one time a woman just came and put her hand on my shoulder and said something like, "You're doing a good job," or "Is there anything I can do?" And I felt in that moment that there was space for me and my unique family.
Because there are assumptions, as you say, we make assumptions not based on actual understanding of situations.
Yeah, that's right. And we're a diverse society, and neurologically diverse as well.
You say that that woman, the woman that came up and put her hand on your shoulder, how did that help you? I mean, how did that make you feel to have that kindness displayed in that moment?
Yeah, that's right. So it was validating, and I stopped panicking, and I felt that it's very overwhelming as a parent sometimes with children with additional needs, especially when it can seem relentless, like day after day. So often I felt very alone, like it was all up to me to cope with it.
Yeah.
And not only alone, but I had to cope with it all at home or in private or, you know, in the car or something like that. So in that moment when she reached out to me, I felt, you know, I just felt a sense of calm. And rather than panicking and running, I could get in touch with some of the other feelings. You know, sad. I actually...
Yeah.
Felt a little bit sad and like it was safe and okay to feel that. And
well, it's such a powerful reminder about the power of simple gestures, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, which really are based on attitudes, which, you know, can be driven by just information and practicing tolerance and acceptance.
And so what does this video then... It kind of picks up on these themes.
It touches on these things definitely, and quite in a poignant way. And then consider the difference on those days when I did get my shopping done, and what difference that would make for the week that my family would have, compared to days when I didn't. And you know, if people aren't eating well, their stress levels will go up even more. Mm. And yeah.
And you mentioned that you at times have felt really alone. So are you hoping that this will be a really powerful resource for other parents who are in similar situations, in just allowing them to recognise the fact that, You know, there are other people in similar situations, and hopefully the message will get out a little more to the broader community.
Yeah, I guess more so I'm hoping it will reach the broader community.
Mm.
I'm keen to see an understanding of neural diversity, that we're different, and that, yeah, I would love for parents of younger children of just starting to go through that diagnostic process.
Mm.
It's a grueling couple of years, and in shops I always reach out or give an encouraging smile or just don't stop and look and stare, or yeah, just be aware of other little things that we can do that extend a welcome,
yeah,
to everyone, that public spaces belong to all of us.
Exactly. And to not make an assumption based on what you're seeing in front of you, that
exactly,
you know, it's not necessarily a case, a clear-cut case of the child behaving for whatever reason, that very often there is an underlying situation. So
that's right, and the adults are doing the best that they can.
Yeah. So this is being shown at the Tweed Access and Inclusion Awards. When's this on?
On the 30th.
On the 30th. Okay,
yeah.
So where do you go from here? Are there any more? Do you know if they've got any more plans to do any more videos, or is this really just a trial project?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I just featured in the film. My story featured in the film. I'm aware that they are doing a program in some public schools about inclusion, and I was really happy to see that.
Well, it's a great thing to be involved with, and if anybody wants to have a look and you're not able to get along to the launch of this film, you can jump on the website, and I'll give that detail in a moment. But Kelly Dick, thank you very much for having a chat to us, and hopefully this will highlight some of the issues that is being raised, and the questions about us being a more compassionate society with equality mattering.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much, Kelly Dick there. And that website is, the Social Futures website is socialfutures.org.au/programs/everybody belongs.